According to his will, Monsieur Bunge left 6,000 carbovanets to the university. From the interest on this sum, after his death, an annual M. Bunge Prize and two annual financial aids for more successful students were established. M.K.H. Bunge died in 1895 in Tsarskoye Selo. He was buried, according to his will, in Kiev, in the Lutheran section of Bykove Cemetery, in the family vault next to his mother. In the hall, you can see rare family photographs, archival documents, diplomas, and licenses, confirming the professional education and high professional level of the Bunge dynasty's doctors and apothecaries. One of the notable exhibits is an apothecary diploma of considerable size. Such a document was considered a great source of pride and was displayed in the most prominent place so that visitors could see for themselves. The apothecary was indeed a highly educated person, and therefore one could entrust their health to him. The apothecary was responsible with his head, i.e., his reputation, for the quality and effectiveness of his products. By the way, people came from all over Europe for some of them. In addition, the pharmacy had a European standard production license. A signature with the owner's surname and the prescription was attached to the medicines. The display case features original antique signatures, printed on banknote paper, which served as protection against counterfeiting. They always included the coat of arms, the name of the pharmacy, and the composition of the medicine. The museum's collection includes antique medicines, sealed ampoules more than 100 years old. They were found during archaeological excavations in the basement. Also, in this hall are presented various medications, original machines for making pastilles and pills, the first syringes, forceps, tweezers, drills, an anesthesia kit, crucibles, pomade jars, Stan glasses, unique scalpels made from animal tusk bone, and a set of salt shakers with Barkamian salt for making mineral water. There is a collection of shells, which through careful grinding and trituration were turned into iodized calcium powder, easily soluble in water. Separately displayed in a showcase is a collection of women's cosmetics and perfumes. Preserved items include 19th century cream tubes, bars of cosmetic soap, powders, white lead, blush, hair syrup, mustache balm, and various bottles for women's perfumes. The Egyptian Queen Cleopatra, 1st century BC, is considered the founder of cosmetology in history. We see her depicted in a painting in the adjacent hall.